Well, just when you thought everybody was going to kiss and make up, we have a whole new round of drama on Basketball Wives tonight, Season 6, Episode 9. Let's chat about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, the disco lights and everything. I'll take it. This is like the song of the summer.
Yeah, it's like when you chill with your girlfriends.
It feels very
you
much.
You don't have any beef.
Oh, we're getting some dance moves from Ronnie now.
Summer, yeah.
I'll take it. That is not, that's the perfect way to lead into this awesome episode that we just got for Basketball Wives tonight. What's up, everybody? I am your host, Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV. And I have got two amazing co-hosts joining me tonight. My girl, Anisha.
Yes, hey guys. Name change alert. I am also going by L. Marie because it's just a little bit shorter and easier for people to find me on Instagram, on Twitter. So you guys can find me at L. Marie underscore, nope, no underscore, L. Marie TV. That's it.
New identity for you, huh?
Yeah,
you
switched it up. Used to it though.
L. Marie, that's good for the summer. Or is it going to be for now on?
We're testing it out.
L. Marie,
I like
Lanisha.
It.
Okay, I'll work it out. Right. Hey, randomly, Ronnie Jr. is my social media. I used to do the after show for Basketball Wives like 5 years ago, so that was like the Miami Madness or whatever. So you guys invited me to come sit with you today. So
of course, he's Basketball Wives expert now. So of course, we had to bring him back for a fun episode.
And
tonight.
You're the expert of all experts. I've never heard anyone do such a good intro. What you did right there.
Really good.
Like, she sounded very newsy, but it was also like madness and messy.
Oh, good.
You have a brand of your own, sweetie. Like, that's,
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're figuring our way. But anytime wine's involved, it all just comes out. Yeah. So it's a good place to find it here at
very good.
At AfterBuzz. So, guys, let's just jump right in because we had a whole lot happen in this episode, and I know we want to really get to it. So, first things first, the surrogate. Tammy and Reggie are trying to have a baby, as we know, and they interviewed a series of surrogates for this little adventure that they're going on. They had Dior, Katie, and Jasmine as their three options. Who would you guys pick for them? I know that they didn't go with anybody, but based on tonight, Ronnie, who would you pick for surrogate?
The 24-year-old, although young in age, seemed to be the best one for that group.
For sure.
You know, the questions I thought in my head, though, are when you are choosing a surrogate, what is, like, the age that you are looking for?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's a great question, because do you want somebody that has life experience, somebody that is a little bit more grounded and a little more sure of herself, or do you want those fresh eggs and that fresh body?
I know Tammy Roman is not a celebrity per se, but she is in the public eye, so I also wonder, do you want a surrogate that has experience with... You know, with fame, I guess, because this is a huge responsibility. So these are the questions that I was like in my head.
Well, what do we think about, was it Dior that walked in very very first and was like, so can I move in?
Right. Dior played into Jazz's insecurities about it, her fears about it. She's like, I watched too many Lifetime movies. And as soon as Dior walked in, oh, nice house. So would I be able to move in? Like, red flag. Just I would have told her to get out right then and there. Okay. Thank you for coming. Goodbye.
Not gonna happen. Who would you pick, Lanisha?
I would have gone with Katie. You know, she...
The redhead?
She was like, she did a little bit of drugs, but for me, I'm thinking that's probably maybe a little weed.
Sure.
Maybe pops a pill here or there, but I feel like things that she can stop.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like if you're upfront about it, she has no problem stopping.
And I think Tammy Tammy's the type of person who's lived her life on TV.
Yep.
So she's been like messy and vulnerable. I think, you're right. That redhead would be a good choice because all she was doing was saying, these are the things that I've done.
Right.
Like, it's better than being like, oh, I'm perfect. And then you have the baby.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Like the other one, like Dior. She was high at the moment.
Right.
But she didn't want to admit it. Right?
Who shows up to a job interview high? I mean, and especially to carry a baby?
Right.
Come on, girl. Come on.
And secondly, my biggest thing with that was Tammy, did she break up with Reggie at some point because of this? Like, because I almost feel like, does Tammy really want another child? Or is this specifically... No, I don't want to say to hold Reggie. I don't think that. But, like, is it specifically to give him something?
I think now it is. I think she was trying because she did want another one and she was talking about it. But after she's gone through all the miscarriages that she's had, I think now it's like, I do because we're together. You don't have children. I want to be able to give that to you.
Right.
But I'm tired. I think she's kind of getting to... that point.
And that's totally understandable. I mean, she has children of her own already, and it's mm-hmm. and it's one of those things where I think, you know, he does want children. He wants to have children. Mm-hmm. She wants to find the way that she's able to give it to him. And if it's a surrogate, hey, go for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't, but we have seen them struggle a little bit about sort of how to find common ground
right.
on yeah. this issue. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the rest of the season. I think if I were going to choose, I'd probably say I'd go with Katie as yeah. well, the redhead. Jasmine, the 24-year-old, was a little on the naive side for me. Yeah. And then, of course, Dior was a little on the cray-cray side. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I think the happy medium would have been yeah. Katie.
And I think also Jasmine being so young, and if that's her first pregnancy,
yeah,
she would fall into that category of getting attached possibly. You sure. know, you run that risk. Like,
sure. Stay sure. away from you. Would you ever consider a surrogate?
If it came down to it, possibly. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or I would probably, honestly, I would probably adopt first. Like, maybe I would look into it, but if it got too hard, I'm kind of like Bonnie Jill, like when she said, she's like, I'm not pressed to have my own.
Right.
But I'm pressed to be a mother.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I would probably.
And whatever decision you make, it's just that vetting process. You really, mm-hmm. you need to know what you like and what you want and what your own yeah. like internal deal breakers are, I would say.
Well, Reggie had a few physical deal breakers that he was not afraid to share with us about. I need you to be physically fit. I need you to have a clean diet. I was like, are you going to come over to my house and like make me bacon and eggs in the morning right? if I'm going to carry your child?
He's funny. He's a big dude. He was like, my seed is heavy. My
seed's going to be she heavy. She needs to like, bear okay. my child. Yeah. So it was honest. It was good. It was a yeah. good Reggie moment. We don't see him joke as much
because
right? Tammy's so dominant, but like that was great. And it makes me feel like their relationship is good because they're yeah. having these kinds of moments. Yeah. You know?
They seem really solid. So it's good to see them in a good place. Moving on a little bit, we got to see a little bit of Sania and Evelyn. Your girl, Sania. Trying to do some backpedaling. Okay, so just for everybody at home,
right.
we have Ronnie on record. Take a sip. I'm going to fill everybody in. So we have Ronnie on record as saying that he low-key really likes Sania. He's kind of pulling for her. So I want you to explain yourself here. Because
Ronnie, explain
yourself. Yeah, because up until this point, I don't think that she's really shown. I don't think she's shown us a whole lot to root for. I guess is a fair way to say this.
Well, first and foremost, even typically when I would do the after shows of a Basketball Wives type show, I don't know what it is, if it's an underdog thing that I like,
yeah.
but I've always rooted for the ones that aren't like the favorites. I also like a lot of the favorites too, because I love a Tammy Roman and Evelyn, all of them. But something about Sania spoke to me. Yes, messy, I get that. However, I just feel like here when she was going at Kristen, and you guys had the pleasure of talking with Kristen, mm-hmm. I just feel like she's so used to going at people, being honest, being very transparent. And Kristen, in that situation, I don't know her. Obviously, you guys talk with her, mm-hmm. was so sensitive. And I think if you're a person who's been through a lot like Sania has and has moved in a certain way,
sure.
you just give and give and give and give. I don't think she realized Kristen was so soft. You know what I mean? And I think that's where a lot of it.
Don't come and tell me, oh, maybe I'm just broke. Don't call out my finances. Don't call out my relationships or anything personal about me when you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that makes Kristen soft, that she couldn't take that.
You don't think Kristen's a little bit... let's go whole scope.
Like, I don't think she's soft just because she couldn't take that.
I would have loved
that.
To
she
have her
might
here,
be a little soft, but... Not just
here's what
take
okay.
That
let's go. Let's
Sania.
Go. Let's go on Kristen first before we even get to like both them. Okay. It just and this is maybe if we would have had her as a guest when I was here, I'd want to. It seems like she's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. It's a hard reality is amazingly difficult. We all know that, mm-hmm. but like it just seems like she's. I don't want to say she's protective of how she lets her image, but she's. It's almost like a preemptive defensive that she's given us,
mm-hmm.
and she's not living and she's not free. And I feel like that's unfortunate. I want to see more of her. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Sania just, in my opinion, just kind of. Tackled that in a certain way, but just too aggressive for her, you mm-hmm. know. So I do admit that was rough, and I like love the way she said, "I'm gonna go ahead and say I apologize." That was great, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sania stood up like you thought it was backpedaling, though, right?
Well, a little bit because I didn't like the word that I didn't like the phrase that she used when she said, "I'm gonna be the bigger person and I'm gonna apologize," insinuating that Kristen was not being mm-hmm. the bigger person, that Kristen should have come to her and
I don't think she was doing. I think she was just saying in this situation, like I think she's confident. I think that rubs girls the wrong way, whether they're soft or what. I think Sania is amazingly confident. So when she was saying that, I took it as, let me just be the bigger person. Let me not, like, explain my side of the story to Evelyn. Let me not defend. Let me just say, I want to be with this group. These are fun girls. Let me chill. That's how I read it, but I'm a Sunnia fan.
Okay.
If I were to judge her, Sunnia's worst thing was when they were all talking and she kind of, like, almost teased in a way about being with the number one ball player. And these are a bunch of women who are basketball wives. And when you have, like, the mistress situation, that would be my only, if I was going to critique fairly, because I critique fairly on every situation, like, I don't think that was hot. Like, that was...
Yeah. No, I think that was a little bit of her reaching, trying to find some validity in the, in the group.
It would be like when Royce was on the season, you know, when, if Royce were to be like, well, I'm the cheerleader and we're the jump off girls and ha ha ha.
Right.
It just is not really a good first impression.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if it's you, that's fine. Everyone's well to do what they want to do. But that's my defense of Sunny. I'm done.
Okay. Well, we had to hear you out. I mean, if you're going to throw that out there, we had to hear you out because you were not walking into a room full of Sunny fans. So.
Okay. I need another drink.
But it is interesting to hear your perspective and to bring a different perspective to the group because, and it is nice actually that we are starting to see a little bit more of Sunnia on this more less aggressive, more chill, more owning up to her.
Her ways, because she even said it. She was like, I'm ignorant at times. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think when you know your personality and know that sometimes you have to dial it back with certain people.
Yep.
And I think sometimes people, it's a thin line between being appropriate and being fake. Just meaning like, if you have a strong personality, some situations you may need to tone it back, but that doesn't mean you're being fake or you're not being yourself.
Yep.
You're just being appropriate.
I just think like the real situation at hand was we all know that Asia doesn't get along with Kristen and I guess their other sister too. And it just felt like because Sunnia was so bold, I seen her as the underdog because she was getting so tarnished. And I'm like, you guys, let's get to the real, it's Kristen Asia. That's the problem that we got to dissect. Why? Because you have an outspoken person like Sunnia, she gets dragged in the mud. It just, to me, I didn't like that. That's all.
Well, sure. And to be fair, when we had Kristen on, just to defend Kristen a little bit, because we did get to know her a little bit when she came on, and I think she was sort of thrust into this limelight that I don't think she necessarily thought she was getting herself into. I think she thought she was coming onto the show as Asia's sister.
Really?
Yeah. I think originally that was sort of, that's what was... that's what drew, I guess, her to the show was to be Asia's sister. And then all of a sudden, with all of this stuff that went down with her miscarriage and her being thrown under the bus by her own sister, I think she suddenly had the more interesting storyline. Mm-hmm. Therefore, Asia wasn't getting the camera time that she wanted. This is all hypothetical, allegedly. I'm throwing my theories out there, but. It does seem, yes, that the issue is Kristen and Asia. Yeah. My word of caution to Sunnia is to not get in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. Let it be between Kristen and Asia, because it seems to me right now that she is having a hard time navigating the waters of between the two sisters. And it's, to me, what it felt like tonight was, you know, because it's not so long ago that we saw that clip of them saying, well, if you're, you know, uncomfortable with your weight, then stop eating Cheetos and throwing the...
Which I low-key had no problem with, FYI. So I know I'm probably not good with your fans. Let me tell you something. Even within my love handles and my fat situation or whatever, I am not the type of person. I'm going to tell you, and I do go to Planet Fitness, and no offense to Planet Fitness, but they're the type of thing, they're the situation where they encourage, you know, the no lug thing. I'm the type, I'm like an Asia. I'm the type where, because I loved what she said. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't get inspired by, you know, the violin and the, and I'm a soft dude. I'm not very aggressive, but I don't get inspired by Planet Fitness and we could all go eat pizzas on Monday. Like, I don't like that. Now, if you go to Equinox and everyone's sexy and I'm like, oh, damn, that makes me more motivated. So I think what Asia said was like, come on, baby, if you're going to complain that many times, get your weight together.
So it seems to me like you are actually taking a total male approach to the situation, which is you want somebody who calls things as they see them.
Well, I didn't know that was a male thing per se.
I mean, not per se, but I guess typically more of a, because, I'll just say for me, in my personal life, I tend to take a more of an emotional reaction. Therefore, I feel like I connect a little bit more with Kristen because I feel like I empathize with the emotion of the situation.
Well, the part about Kristen that I feel the saddest is, now that you guys are telling me because you guys interviewed her, if you're telling me that she didn't know that this was kind of the role she was going to have, oh my God, then in that case, it makes sense why she is being portrayed the way she is, mm-hmm. because she signed up for, like all the girls, you know, one or two episodes, right. kind of like in the corner. Mm-hmm. No, she got overly thrust in it. Of course she doesn't know how to react. I think yeah. a season two with Kristen, I'd probably be her biggest fan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
yeah. even in these last two episodes, she has started to come out more. And, yeah. and, you know, her going at Jackie and accusing Jackie. Well, not accusing Jackie, but confronting Jackie about her ways and how she is and not holding back. So, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I really like Kristen and I really want to see... I want the world to see more of her personality mm-hmm. on the show because I think right now they're just seeing a lot of the contention that she's been facing. So I really look forward to hopefully having her on a season two and getting to know a little bit more about her. Speaking of girls just coming on and being in the corner, we got a new girl tonight. Her name's Hazel.
Yeah.
Where did Hazel come from? This is my problem with this show is that there are too many cast members and I can't keep them straight. But we see Hazel tonight. Hazel yeah. Is the newest addition to the circle. What do you guys think of Hazel so far?
I like Hazel. I think she's cute. She dresses well. So we'll see what she brings to yeah. the season. Yeah, we can talk about who her, you know, baby daddy is. I really hate saying baby daddy, but it just fits.
It's out there.
Yeah.
Covers the multitude.
So we get to talk about, you know, unlike Asia, because we all know, well, I know from the blogs and everything, I know that that's Dwayne Wade's baby mother. But since if you don't speak about it, like you brought up that you had children with Damon Wayans Jr., but not the other one. Mm-hmm. That means I believe Dwayne clearly well, yeah, he must no, have stopped
was,
that.
There,
so,
there was a restriction on that. Wasn't there?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. she can't talk about it. So we need someone that can talk about, you know what I mean?
Well, their and who's life going
and
to
that.
Talk
and,
about
yeah,
it.
And going to talk about it. So I think that's probably why they brought her in. Because she's a new member that can talk about this, you know, really relate to the lifestyle again and talk about it.
They're literally like the producers are sitting there going down the list. Like, right? Who's going to talk about this? Who's going to get to talk about it? Nope, yeah. She's not talking about it. Let's get somebody else in here.
Uh-huh. Going off what you said, though, I'm the same way. Like, when I do watch these shows, I don't want so many cast members. Like, stick to the good five or six and a yeah. couple. It does get a little much. In fact, I wanted at the very beginning to like the Keona character, mm-hmm. Nick Young's girl. And I love the story arc of, like, she got so shitted on, you know, by Iggy Azalea, kind of like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
sort of, you know, just that, I couldn't imagine that feeling. Like, yeah. you're the real one that held him down. Kind of like, what's it, Kevin Hart's wife also.
See, yeah.
Those stories yeah. are yeah. interesting stories.
The starter wives.
But yet we get a little Keona, and then she's gone. So that upset me, whatever. But as far as this new girl,
yep.
I like her. Yeah. I am all Hazel. She won in the confessional. She was looking amazing, like, you know, head to toe. Mm-hmm. She had great humor. I guess she's done a couple projects. I guess she said she was on Empire. Yeah. I watch Empire.
I thought she looked familiar, so maybe. Yeah. I probably saw her. I'm going to look at her.
You got to, and when you do reality, you got to get these girls that are, you know, want to dance on these shows and have a little fun. That was my problem with Kristen. Kristen was on the show. Now I know that she kind of maybe didn't want to do it as much. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to dance, and right. Hazel wants to dance. So it'll be yeah. fun to watch Hazel. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited yeah. to see her evolve and see what she brings.
Best confessional look, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's cool. to say Malaysia looked amazing as well.
Well, and Malaysia is looking pretty. I would say that this season is by far my favorite as far as all of the looks, head to toe, for a majority of yeah. the women. Mm-hmm. If you guys had a favorite look, just in general, who would you. Whose look do you like the most, or do you resonate with the most? I mean, obviously,
this episode or just in you like you said in general.
Well, I mean, we can go with this episode, but I'm just saying in general.
I bet you no one says Jackie. Not the chat. Nobody.
Nobody says Jackie.
Not even Doug, unfortunately.
once we got past that confessional gate of that sequins jacket,
that thing.
Every single week, I was like, if I gotta see that jacket one more time, I'm gonna set it on fire.
Yeah, not Jackie. I think I would go with Evelyn. Tammy is stepping it up. Right
Tammy's
now, but
looking great.
I think
great.
I would go with Evelyn. Because Evelyn's is simple chic mm-hmm. sometimes. And then sometimes she kind of pulls out that Bronx girl.
Yep.
That, like, you know, around the way girl look.
So. Yep. Right. That's what like she that did too. Today.
At, yeah.
At the today. Barbecue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was loving the little, like, not like bomber jacket or whatever with the big yeah. earrings yeah. and the hair up.
The bun and the hoops. Clearly, I like Evelyn's look.
Yeah. Evelyn's the one that I got a great opportunity to meet recently. This was
That's
before,
right,
right
oh, yeah.
before the show started for the other program I work with, American Latino TV. We interviewed her, and it was great because we didn't do the drama. We did more like her story and right. you know, the age gap of the children and just kind of like, you know, more like stuff that will ask you like, dang, you were a girl from the Bronx, yep. you know. And now you have all this. Like, what's that mm-hmm. like? What's Leo's life like? It was a really good segment. If you want to watch it, you can watch it, of course, on American Latino TV. Go on YouTube, find it. It's amazing. Hazel had the best look, and yes, I'm Tammy on that. Yeah. Tammy had a great look, for sure.
She's, and Malaysia.
And Tammy's winning because she's doing this Bonnet Chronicles thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's selling so much of herself, and she is, she's in this case the grand dame because she's invented the wheel, you know, on reality. Yeah. So you're not going to, you can't do Tammy wrong. I like Tammy Roman a lot.
I like her a lot. Tammy. She is definitely, she's rising quickly to the top of my list of favorites this season, for sure. All right, we got to get to it because all of the drama, we got to save the best for last. The barbecue.
Yes.
The barbecue. So Saniya decides to throw a barbecue, I think just as a peace offering in Olive Branch to the rest of the group. I think she wanted them to get to know her in her own environment, in her home, and just kind of a peace offering. Let's have everybody over and get to spend some time together. So we did see Saniya and Kristen get a moment together, and they got to kiss and make up, which I was really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a great moment for them to finally understand each other and for Saniya to be the bigger person than Kristen. did you guys have any thoughts about that, or did we cover it all in the...
I think we kind of talked about that one.
Yeah.
All right, so they kissed and made up. And then we had Jackie, who wanted to give all of the sex advice, which I
feel like you, as sweet as you are, you can't repeat what she said.
In that room?
I mean, I know you can, but like, it just was so vulgar a little bit. Or because you're such a sweet gal, I'm like,
what Jackie said?
Yeah, what Jackie said.
About putting pineapple in the douche?
Yeah, that was one thing she said.
What else did she say? Did we miss
something? She just talked about everything within her downstairs situation. Oh, she talks about it.
Crazy.
No one wants to hear about it, but she still does.
But you know that if she talks about sex this much, either her and Doug have crazy, like the craziest sex life ever, or like nobody's getting any.
I think they do have a good sex life.
I think it's pretty, yeah.
I think so?
She glorifies it. I think it's like become a brand of hers. But I think from the situation of before we ever met Jackie, we always knew that like she traveled with Doug. Like we always knew. Like we knew like Doug, out of all the ball players, and we know how the ball players work.
Right.
Know on whoever Doug's girl is. Right. And then like now, and since the show of a basketball wise, we know her. Mm-hmm. So I feel like their love is good. In my opinion.
Well, and it's gotta be something if you're gonna throw a party like we saw last week. I don't know if you caught the Love Your Body party.
Yeah, I saw
that. But if you're gonna host a party like that, you're making quite a statement, Jackie. So. Yeah.
And now we see where she got that muzzle from.
Oh,
earlier.
Girl. If there's anybody in life that I don't want sex advice from anymore, it's Jackie.
This is getting good. Can I pour a little bit more?
Absolutely. Well,
only because I didn't know we
now
were
now you
gonna,
know why we bring the, ri-
I
the
feel
wine,
like I
Ronnie.
I can't do my job properly. Here, I'm sorry. Take it away.
In our fancy glamma glasses, if you guys haven't seen, we throw our own glamma party every single week. So tonight, cheers. I know. Oh, cheers to you being here, my love. Tonight we're drinking Chop Shop. Is, I think, a Cabernet Sauvignon. I can never say that right, but I think it's a cab. yep, moving on. So is there somebody in your life that is a little bit like TMI all the time, kind of like Jackie with her sex advice? Do you guys have somebody in your circle that is always the one that's towing the line a little bit?
Not really with the sex.
And the difference is most people, like you said, reading, Saniya should read. Like most people could read like, he doesn't want to, or she doesn't want to hear that. But Jackie doesn't care. And I feel like even her look too, like, did you guys see her look? She had like, everyone else dressed cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had like a big old t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like clearly like that mindset is like, she's
doing her own thing.
Yeah.
Jackie's doing Jackie. Either she was going to get angry or be inappropriate.
Yeah.
One of the two. There was no classiness about it. So, I mean, you expected that.
I mean, she talked about the pineapples like she had just taken her vitamins. She's like, and I have my pineapples today.
I smell good down there.
I appreciate a little bit of it,
you know, but.
Sure. And I feel like, you know, I feel like that's girl talk. You know, I think that sometimes that's happens. You're around with your girlfriends, you're all having a glass of wine, and sometimes things like that come out. I think that's girl talk, and that's totally fine. I think the pineapple thing is fairly commonly known.
Yeah.
I think. So it's not like it's
when she took it a step further.
But it's when she just keeps going and going.
Yeah, so what
does
she want? I mean, unless this makes you guys uncomfortable, what does she want done? Does she want... She wanted you cleaned up downstairs in the front or in the back? What was she saying?
With the douche?
No, not the douche. This is beyond the douche.
She's talking about the waxing.
This is the waxing.
Yeah, in the back.
So she was saying she wanted a landing hair strip to her anal situation.
No, the landing strip is in the front.
No, I know what the landing strip is.
No, but I'm saying the landing strip is for the front.
I know, but I thought the she back. Was. I thought she was telling the other girls that she waxed her ass or wouldn't wax her ass.
Yeah, but the landing strip is for the front. So she was talking about the landing strip in the front and just wax.
Oh,
the back.
I thought she was like saying she wanted a bunch of hair
in the back,
in the booty.
That's what it. I think that's what she was saying. That's exactly what she was.
And
saying.
She was talking about because the bush. She's talking she about, talked about the bush.
No, she's talking about upstairs. You know, in the front. It's okay, fine. We've all yes, that's good. But I thought she was talking about like how she wanted a natural. Woman look.
She said Doug once
because Hazel was like I'm Brazilian and I'm cutting that thing up and yeah so that to me was like okay what show am I watching well I was disturbed when we were watching it
yep that's a whole thing guys that's a whole thing we just took it there
anal hair trimming or design or baldy
exactly which is why I don't want any more Jackie, sex advice, Jackie's Corner sex advice, any more episodes.
I feel so uncomfortable with you pretty nice ladies talking about this topic. Well, let's move on.
I can't even talk
about that's a good idea. That's a good idea. So we, Tammy, BJ, Evelyn, they all roll in together. Everybody at Shawnee comes in with them as well.
Looking like 1989 en vogue. No, that's what Malaysia said.
I thought they looked great.
Oh, no, I'm not dogging. I'm for
that's
them.
What Malaysia
but
said.
That's what Malaysia
said.
That's what Malaysia was trying to say. She could be funny for the life of her.
Getting her, though. Like,
she didn't have an original thought in her head in this fight.
When you asked about confessionals who look good, I will tell you the only reason I said Malaysia is because that was probably one of the nicer things I'll probably be saying. So I was like,
you and the rest of the world.
Okay, good.
Poor thing, she could not. Here's my take on Malaysia right now. Malaysia needs a big slice of humble pie.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to take it down a notch because she is making herself so unrelatable on this show. I think she is trying to, what I think she's trying to do is own up to her femininity, own up to her power, own stepping into her own, be this like powerful, strong woman. And all she's doing is really kind of making an ass of herself and digging herself a bigger hole.
I feel like she's doing what Jennifer Williams was trying to do. And Jennifer Williams, although the other cast members on Basketball Wives, when we did the show here, they liked Jennifer Williams. I was a little like, but at least she did it authentically.
Mm-hmm.
I think Malaysia's trying to do that same thing and it's just not reading
working at all.
She's having a hard time. And for the life of her, she did not have an original comeback at all in any fight. So what happened, guys? She gets into a big fight with Tammy. As soon as Tammy walks in, she drops this bomb of like, oh, are you speaking to me? Oh, are you speaking? Oh, because last time you didn't speak.
That part I could, to defend her, that part I could think is a smidge cute. Can I tell you what I think? Oh, go ahead.
Smidge cute!
Well, I'm trying to give her credit.
I wasn't going to call it cute, but I didn't have a problem with that.
There you
like,
go.
Okay,
same.
If you felt a type of way, so you can address it. The problem I had with her trying to check Tammy or whatever is her addressing like, oh, I heard you had a problem with me. And like Tammy said, I told you from the beginning I did not want to be around Brandy. Mm-hmm. So for you to bring her here, that should just be common sense. Like, of course, yes, I'm going to have an issue with you now.
Yeah, of course. Do we believe that Brandy was just in the area?
Mm-mm. No, nor care, because it's kind of foolish and it's all Malaysia's fault because, you know, that's not, it's your responsibility is to not put anyone in that situation.
Right.
And you did. The problem I have with her, and I speak off like in my own head at least, I feel like I've evolved as a human, right? But I do know that even when I was a younger like person, this is what I don't like about people, and maybe it's because I've probably been the opposing side of it. I don't like when somebody's giving you the opportunity to have a situation and you don't say nothing, but then once your feelings get hurt, then everything gets spilled out. So the notes that I did take was like she said that she felt attacked by, I think, Tammy. And then the next second, or as she was saying that, she was like, well, Tammy, guess what? I don't like you. And it's like, well, wait, Tammy was talking to you about every issue, you know, crossing T's, dotting I's. And then you didn't say nothing. And then once it became where Tammy said, well, this is what bugs me about you, then Malaysia said, well, mm-hmm. I don't like you.
Right.
So then I'm like, okay, that was just a mishap. No problem. But she did it the same to Shawnee. Mm-hmm. Again, they're having a situation, a conversation, and you're not giving what's bugging you about the person. You're having your opportunity to mm-hmm. do that.
Right.
Well, Shawnee, I hate you. Like, you can't get any kind of clarity by just yelling at people after. Right. Mm-hmm. You have to. So what's bugging you? What's bugging you is that I was at the event. You guys kind of shunned me.
Yep.
Say that.
Right.
Yep. No one would be mad about that.
And that's exactly what I think is what Shawnee and Tammy are trying to do. And mm-hmm. Evelyn and BJ, I think they're all coming at her being like, look, girl, this was not cool. And this is why.
Right.
And she won't hear it. And it's the minute that she feels attacked, it's like her guards go up and it is an impenetrable wall that you mm-hmm. can just not get through. And she's not going to hear you. She's not going to embrace you. She's not going to have a conversation with you. All she's going to do is spew like negative stuff back mm-hmm. your way just to deflect. And I just think that's doing her a totally, it's just doing her a disservice.
And I wonder how much of it is reality TV editing and stuff like that. But it does definitely happen. Like I said, I'm only trying to take mm-hmm. Clarity of it, because I know in my younger days, in my 20s, like, you know, I wasn't real with my feelings, and then boom, I just, you know, so mm-hmm, I understand that happens. We saw on another reality show, we saw this exact same thing happen in a much harder way, which was the Housewives of New York. Mm-hmm. It was the Bethany and Ramona, and it was like they were trying to have the conversation, and lo and behold, the other girl, the Ramona, threw everything for the last 15 years on the table. Like, that's hard, and I hope Malaysia, we're trying to say this with love, I hope she could gather that from this season, that don't try to have these cute confessions looks and your witty like mm-hmm. jokes trying to be Bonnet Chronicles number 2. That's not happening. People will like you a lot better if you grow from this. Guaranteed. Yeah, Malaysia is winning mm-hmm. on her look. Like, just try to match that. I mean, I'm stunned on how gorgeous she's looking. Yeah.
Oh, she looks amazing.
Yeah, but it's like you said, it annoys me. Like, you don't want to own up to it or fess up to it or just be like, like she was saying in the beginning, oh, that's my best friend. If I'm here, my best friend is going to be here. So have that mentality throughout the whole situation. After you bring them there, well, I wanted her there. Yeah. So she was there. You have a problem with it? Okay, let's deal with it. Let's talk about it. But now it's like, oh, she was in the neighborhood. And you're taking the easy way out, trying to make it seem like, oh, it just happened.
Mm-hmm. She's also very mm-hmm. cluttery because, like, she's in L.A. and she's representing her hometown, which is fantastic. But I feel like she's trying to start a life in Atlanta, too. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to address people when even your own stuff is still being explored, which is fine. That would be the Malaysia everyone in VH1 audiences would like to see.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with both of the points that you guys make, and really think that what Malaysia needs, and I'll go back to it, is a little dose of humble pie. I think if she showed just a little bit of vulnerability, she could capture a huge audience. But mm-hmm. right now, for me at least, I'm so annoyed by her every single time she opens her mouth that I'm pulling a Malaysia and being like, la 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 la.
Quick question before you guys go to the next topic. Who of the old cast members would you guys want to see back? And that could be Miami Girls too, because it seems like
I would like Gloria.
Oh. Come on with the chairs.
Messy right now, honey.
Come on. Gloria. I didn't mean because of the messy part, but so we interviewed Gloria many times at the old AfterBuzz.
Okay.
And then I interviewed her at American Latino as well, and really was like, in fact, when I interviewed her the very first time, I actually wasn't familiar with Basketball Wives LA. Okay. So I kind of like interviewed her and then learned more about her. Mm-hmm. And so then I saw the seasons and I knew she kind of went through it, but one of the realest ones, and I would love to see her mm-hmm. get back. I don't know if I need the sister, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't. Laura would be too messy. That's a whole nother show. But yeah, she was very real. That's why I liked Gloria. So she was very real, but like to add on to it, her life is really messy right mm-hmm. now. So it would be good for TV.
Well, it does look like we're going to get one of the old Miami girls back soon because mm-hmm. we keep seeing Jennifer pop up in the previews coming up. So it looks like Jennifer's going to make her way back into L.A. land, which is mm-hmm. going to be
take
exciting.
It or leave it. And the reason I say take it or leave it is because I saw her on another show. God, I watched too much TV, I guess. But I saw her on another show, Next 15 or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And out of all the Next 15 people, I liked them all. And I was like, oh, cool. And they all had their chance to like rediscover. Mm-hmm. She was doing the same old tricks, I think. Mm. Yeah, so I'm wondering. But she does really well, and I think she's worked with our AfterBuzz sister station, BHL. So I'm sure she's lovely, but, mm-hmm. you know, growth is growth.
Yeah, it is, and it's going to be exciting to see. We've seen Evelyn take a huge leap in growth mm-hmm. as far as from the time that she took a break from the show and then came back this season. So maybe Jennifer's done the same.
Yeah, we'll I wonder who will she film with. Tammy, right? Tammy and her are close.
I think she films a lot with Evelyn.
Yeah, she's filming with Evelyn. I think they're trying to have a sit down.
Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to patch things.
Do you think? Like do you think tonight. Gloria, if she came back, we're making this up. If Gloria came back, would Shawnee and Evelyn and all them be okay, or would they have to like work her in through Tammy?
Ooh. Work her in.
Mm-hmm. I love how Tammy was the aunt of Hazel.
Oh yeah, that was so great, and she was like such a like fairy godmother to her in that moment too. I really loved how she was like, girl, like kind of putting her in place. I think everybody needs a. I would love to have a Tammy Roman in my life.
Yeah,
wouldn't you?
Right, me too. Sometimes then she would get a little too real.
Well, let's hop on one because we got to cover one more thing before we let you guys go. Mm-hmm. But the big blow up at the end, BJ versus. Jackie.
So BJ, how did that transpire, Jackie? Though?
So basically what happened was BJ called Jackie out in the moment saying, when we were in Palm Springs, if we're getting everything out on the table. So Tammy and Malaysia start having this conversation about Palm Springs, and they're like, all right, if we're going to do this, let's do this. Let's get it all out on the table. BJ then just says, if you're going to be real and you're going to really keep it 100, then you're going to own up to the fact that you were talking shit on Sania, because you're sitting over here and acting like you guys are besties. And she said, but while she was there and she was super drunk, you told her you made the comment that she was a liability. Now, my question is that wrong of BJ to bring up?
Well, go ahead.
No, I don't think so, because when she first brought it up, I think it was to Evelyn or to the group, and learning that Jackie and Sania were, like, super close, and then it's like, oh, well, that's funny, because, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of calling somebody out, even in that moment, like, you hear the conversation. I feel like that would be something I would do, like, really? Because she was saying such and such, you know? So I think that was okay.
Now, do we think that she was saying she was a liability, allegedly, because now Jackie totally denies that she says this, but do we think BJ is saying that she was a liability in the moment, or that she as a person is a liability? Because I think that's a difference.
Oh, yeah. See, I thought it was, and actually I kind of defended, but I didn't see a problem. I don't see a problem if somebody sees somebody that goes off the deep end, like Sania did. We're all admitting that, even though I like her. And Jackie powwows with the rest of the girls and says, oh, yeah, she's a liability, or whoa, or, you know, just whatever, like, chit-chat. It's fine.
Yeah.
It should be objectively looked at as that. I actually am not mad at Bonnie Jill, but at the same token, all Bonnie Jill did was say, this is what happened. Why are these girls doing this? They're not taking an objective stance over stuff. Like, like I could like you, but I don't like that what you did there. That's it. So the problem was Jackie flew off the deep end, and it like took all the, I don't know, she took like a guilt stance. But in my mind, I was like, Jackie didn't even do anything wrong. And honestly, Bonnie Jill didn't even really do anything wrong either.
Well, that's the thing. I actually think this is a huge misunderstanding in a lot of ways, because I don't think Bonnie Jill saying that Jackie called Sania a liability is bad. And I don't think if Jackie called Sania a liability is bad.
And you know why you know that's true? Because also Sania, who, again, has been through some stuff.
Right.
She's like, okay, well, was I not drunk? Was I inappropriate? Right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. And that's why I like Sania. Now you get why I like Sania.
I can agree with you on that.
Because you're allowed to say, I mean, even you lovely ladies who I happen to like as people, and your actions are also great. But if you went off the deep end at any point, I would want to be able to tell you, boom, you went off the deep end. And likewise.
Yeah,
right.
So I think we're having a huge problem with that. I think Malaysia does that more than anybody, but this was another situation.
Well, it just seems to me like Jackie took such a huge, Jackie had such a dramatic reaction to being called quote unquote a liar. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just think that Jackie should own up to what she says. You know, Jackie's messy. Jackie's a little loose lipped. Jackie's a little messy. And if she didn't prove it in this episode, come on.
And she's also not wired right. Like, so, you know, we
think... Let's not forget that. Like, small detail.
I mean? We think, like, oh, this was, you know, a small issue. And Jackie, all she could have said was, oh, well, if I said that, you know, at the time, like, yes, and it was off her ass drunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, in that moment, okay, if I said it, I said it. And let it be. But then it just turned into this big thing. And I think also Jackie... Also, now, this just came to me. Her realizing that she was more so on... BJ was more more so on Shawnee's side in that crew. Mm-hmm. And like she said, she invited her, Jackie invited her to lunch, you know, mm-hmm. double date with Doug and things like that. So she felt like she was bringing Bonnie in. And then so for her, I think that felt like a betrayal. Actually, Jackie is super, super sensitive as well.
That part does make sense. And that's why Jackie should have hopefully would have received it as like, whatever, and then mm-hmm. she could have talked to Sunia. Hey, Sunia, girl, I did say that. Boom, it would have been done.
Right.
And I do feel that hurt. Actually, that's where all that anger came from. The anger came from the fact that she's done. And a lot of these girls seemingly are trying to grab onto somebody or something so fast, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you see it with Malaysia feeling like, oh, there's the inner circle. Yep. It's happening again. Yep. The inner circle is happening. And since Bonnie Jill's a part of it, it's like pissing everyone off. You know, Malaysia and also Jackie.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I do think that Jackie needs to have less of an emotional reaction, start taking an objective reaction. And then also just own up to your stuff. You know, own up to yourself. That's really all I ask.
Was anyone else, was I the only person who was bummed that we didn't get any storyline from Keona? Because she hasn't been on in so many episodes, and she was one of my front runners for the new girls.
Well, and that's where we get back to that problem.
Elena's gone.
I know. Where's Elena? Mm-hmm. Elena, girl, we miss you. Come back.
Did she come here?
Yeah.
So who have you guys talked to? Elena,
Kristen, and Bonnie Jill. Bonnie Jill, you look super hot at the cookout.
How was Bonnie here? How was that?
So great.
What'd she tell you?
Oh yeah, she's awesome.
The great thing about Bonnie Jill, and she will say this she'll say this herself. You know, a lot of the time people are like, oh, I don't really get to know Bonnie Jill, or we haven't seen a lot of her. Well, she's working. She's got a full-time job. She's been covering, you know, she's a sports reporter, and she works a ton. And so we're now getting to kind of see a little bit more camera time with her. But what she brings is a grounded, objective perspective.
Is she of an older age, too? And I only say that because with the Tammy and the Evelyn, like the maturity, like, is she? Although, and the reason I asked that also, secondly, is because she said, da 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 da, who does that when they're 40? So I was like, oh, is that a, because I'm approaching 40, you know, in a couple years. So I was like, is that a diss? Like, I'm trying to gather her age. Not that that matters, but she did diss the 40-year-olds. She's said that right next to Evelyn.
I don't think she was dissing the 40-year-olds. I think she was calling Jackie out, being like, act your age. Because we're better than that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think she was saying.
So it made me think, is she like a 22-year-old? Because I'm reading. Well, no, I think I'm reading like she's at least 36, like my age. She's a 1980 baby, in my opinion. Yeah.
I'd say
because
30s.
Yeah, she has to be in her 30s.
I'd say
she's in her
30s. Because
I know when we were talking about like her cheerleading career, she was 19 when she first started that, and that was years ago. So I would say like 30s.
Mm-hmm. I'd say she's in her 30s. Mm-hmm. I would guess. But girl, tweet me, let me know. Yeah, I don't know.
Does she watch your show?
Yeah.
Oh well, with an intro that you did, of course. That was, I mean, Lanisha, was that, or Elmarie?
Oh no, that right.
That intro, baby. Well, something.
Well, thank you very much. I'm flattered. So we're gonna have to hop to our outro very soon. But before we get there, any predictions? I know we see a lot of drama coming up.
I'm just gonna wait for the drama to unfold. Mm-hmm. I think I just want to chill and relax and just watch it.
Yeah, it seems like the bomb is about to drop between Evelyn and Jackie.
The only hope that I have for previews or predictions or whatever, it's like the inner circle is already winning. That's we're gonna watch.
Yeah,
I want to see. I guess it's so petty, but I want to see like who of the new girls is gonna be like is gonna rise. You know, like one of these new girls is gonna be something. And I thought it was Keona, but they're not giving her any time, so that's fine. And she still may be amazing.
She might.
But this Hazel boy, baby, she did. Hazel was everything. She was it. Yeah. I mean, so I would like to see who she acclimates with. I would like to see if she ends up with the inner circle, would that piss off the Malaysia types, the Jackie Christie types? That's the kind of stuff I want to see.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's exciting. It's going to get juicy, guys. I can't wait. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Ronnie, it was so great to have you joining us tonight.
I drank all your wine.
You're so loud. Please do. That's what it's
and
there
I went
for.
Hard in the paint for Sunia. I did. I'm sorry. I did.
No.
I guess, should we do our socials or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Where can we find you, bud?
It's at RandomlyRJ and website RandomlyRonnieJr.com. And I'm at AfterBuzz a lot because I do the engineering stuff. So, boom. I see these beautiful ladies all the time. So it's fun to chat. Yes,
thank you for doing this panel with us tonight, Ronnie. And you guys can find me at Elmarie TV at Instagram and on Twitter.
That's right. And I'm, of course, Laura L. Thomas. You can find me at Laura L. Thomas TV on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you guys so much for watching AfterBuzz TV. We will see you next week for some more Basketball Wives drama. Cheers.
Bye. I'm
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.